Now, today's message is called Believe in God.
Amen.
Believe in God. And let me read this verse here. This is in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19. And it says, "And my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now to our God and Father be glory forever and ever." So our God will supply all our needs. Now, Liza and I, every night before we go to bed, we read a chapter of the Bible together. And lately, we've been in the book of 2 Kings. And it's interesting because in the book of 2 Kings, almost every chapter starts off or sounds very similar. Some new king comes to power, and then it says, "And then he did evil in the sight of the Lord." And it's like chapter after chapter after chapter after chapter, these guys do that. And every night I'm like, oh my goodness, what's going on with them? And it's that they don't believe in God. And it talks about them having these false idols, and it talks about them worshiping in these, you know, other places. So they're not worshiping God. And they're not remembering the great things that God did. They have all these other distractions. And basically, they're doing what everybody else around them is doing. So just because everybody else around them has stopped worshiping God, you know, and they're supposed to be the head that's leading this whole country to worship God, but they're not. They're copying everybody else. So they have stopped believing in God. But we want to develop a believing in God because it can change everything. It can change everything and the way you see everything in your life. If you can believe in God, you can see everything differently in your life, everywhere you go, all the time. Now, when I was going throughout this week, there was one thought that kept coming into my mind again and again and again, everywhere I went. And it didn't matter if I was running late for an appointment, the thought that would come into my head is, "My God can fix that. My God can fix that. You're running 10 minutes late. It takes, you know, 20 minutes to get there. My God can fix that." Amen. Might seem impossible, but my God can fix that. It didn't matter where I was going throughout the week. This is the thought that kept coming in, is my God can handle that. See, and it was a belief that was growing inside of me, meaning every problem and every situation that I was faced with throughout the entire week, there was one answer. And that answer was, God can do it. God can fix that. God can change that. God can heal that. It didn't matter what I was hearing. The answer kept being the same in my brain. And you know what it did for me? It did something very interesting. Because when you have a problem or a situation and it can cause stress, you can start going, how am I going to do this? What am I going to do? I need to do something here and I don't know what to do. And you start to get anxiety and you start thinking, okay, how I got to fix this. Well, that didn't happen. The minute I had the understanding and the thought went through my mind, my God can fix this, I relaxed. I relaxed. And I was like, yeah, my God can handle this. He can take care of this. Say amen to that.
Amen.
It's a different way of thinking. Because quite often, we let ourselves get in the stress. We let ourselves get all uptight. We start to focus on all the wrong things. When all we need to do is focus on one thing, believe in God and know that He can do it. You know, I don't know if you remember, and I don't think girls do this, so you might have to correct me. Maybe girls do this, but I know boys do this. When I was a boy and I was out on the school ground, you would get into these schoolyard skirmishes out on the playground. And it wouldn't even be that you were physically wrestling or fighting or anything like that. It would be these arguments. And one of the common arguments that would often arise sooner or later if you were in some sort of, even if it was a verbal dispute with some other kid on the playground, was the, "My dad's stronger than your dad." This would always arise on the playground. It was like you knew it was coming. Somebody, sooner or later, was going to say it. Because first it started off, well, I'm stronger than you are. Well, no, you're not. I'm stronger than you. Well, no, you couldn't be stronger than me. But then eventually it escalated, and you brought your dads into it. My dad's stronger than you. No, my dad is stronger than you. My dad's going to kick your dad's butt. He couldn't do it. My dad's too strong for that. Do girls do that? I don't think, I'm sure none of you girls had that. But man, this happened all the time over on the boys' side of the playground. They were going back and forth. And I mean, and what's interesting about it, you know, where it comes from, where it comes out of. And as I was thinking about it, I was thinking, you know, it really comes from, you know, in a sense, it comes from a good place because it's a faith that your father can do it. It comes from this place where you have faith in your father. And as a boy, I used to look at my father and think he was the strongest guy in the world. I used to think he is so strong. Man, I saw him do things and I was like, nobody else's dad could do that. Nobody else could do that. My dad is that strong. And so it built a faith in me, in my father, that there was nobody else that could possibly be stronger than him. Now that I've grown up and I look around and I'm thinking, man, I'm sure glad my father didn't have to fight every fight that I picked for him, because there's always somebody bigger and there's always somebody stronger eventually. Eventually. I think he would have won a lot of them. But eventually there would have been somebody bigger and somebody stronger. But I can see where it came from, though. You know, where all I could see was that my father was that strong as a boy. You grow out of that. At some point, you hit that age where you don't think that anymore. But, you know, as a kid, you know, I had that belief. And I was like, wow. And what I'm saying today is, I'm saying, adopt that same belief. Boys, help the girls. You already have a head start. But help the girls to adopt that belief that my God is the strongest. That my God can do all things. That any problem that arises, I know my Father in heaven can take care of it. No matter what it is, no matter what the situation, adopt that belief into your life. Make that the first thought. Don't let the first thought be, oh no, what am I going to do? Oh no, this is bad. Let the first thought be, my father can handle this. Amen. My father's got the strength. Amen. He can handle all things. All things are possible with God. Amen. Let this be your thought. Let your thinking change. You know, if we let our thinking change like this, it will change the way we feel. It will also change where we're focused. Because if we start to focus on what's wrong and, this is trouble, how am I going to fix this? Our mind goes to the worst possible scenario. It goes to, this is an emergency. Rather than going to that place of, this is already handled. We've got solutions because my God can fix this. My God's got the power to fix this. And why shouldn't my God have the power and the strength to do this? We need to have the understanding of who God is. Who is this God that we worship? Because I believe that this is a big part of what was going on with these kings and Second King, as we've been reading about these guys, that they kept worshiping something else. They didn't have understanding about who God is and what he could do and what he did. So they didn't have any faith. See, I saw my dad when I was growing up lift really heavy things. And that gave me the belief, he's really strong. I couldn't lift that, but he lifted it. Of course, I was only 5 or something, but, you know, still. That's how it develops. Same, though, if we see the things that God does, if we remember the things that God does, now it strengthens us because we start to understand, if he could do that, he can do anything. If he can do that. And I mean, what are some of the things he did? Who stopped the sun? God stopped the sun. In the middle of a battle, God stopped the sun so the sun wouldn't go down until the battle was over. God did that. Who parted the Red Sea? God parted the Red Sea. Man, if you can part a sea, what else can you do? You can do all kinds of things. Who made the world? God made the world. Man, if God can make the world, what can't God do? God can fix it. God's got it. Start to get your mind to understanding what kind of God you're worshiping. Who is this God and what he's capable of? Look and see what he's done. Who healed leopards? Lepers? Leopards? Leopards. Leopards and lepers. You know? Who did that? God did. God healed the lepers. He was healing the lepers. Who calmed storms? Remember, God calmed storms. Start to understand, this is who God is. God can change all things. My God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Get this understanding in. Know that this is the way. Now, we can look at, there are some other people in the Bible who were really good, that whenever there was a problem, the first thing they thought of was God. I'm thinking of Moses. Remember Moses? He brings these people out of Egypt. There's like almost 2 million people. They're out in a desert. 2 million people. He's got to feed them, and he's got to get them water, and he's got to take care of all these other things. You know, can you imagine? This guy should have had an ulcer the size of Denver. Right? But he doesn't. Because whenever the people start saying, "Oh man, Moses, I'm hungry. Give me some food." What does he do? He says, "God, my God can handle that." And then down comes the food. Manna from heaven. When the people are thirsty, does Moses go, "Oh my God, what am I going to do? We're in a desert. Where am I going to find water for this many people?" He doesn't start digging holes randomly and running around and pulling his hair out. He would have been bald by then. You know, he doesn't do that though. His first thought is, "My God can handle that. God, people need water." God says, "Well, use that staff and strike that rock." Bam! He hits that rock and out pours the water. My God provides that water for everything they needed in that desert. God had an answer. Time and time again, it was there. And I believe it was because they had somebody like Moses who, when there a problem arose, the first thing he thought of, "God? God can fix that." We got to know that that's the kind of God we got. It doesn't matter what the situation is in your life. It doesn't matter what the situation or the circumstances are. Your first thought should be, "God can handle that. God can take care of that. He's got me right there. He can do this." When you need financial increase, debts are piling up on your desk and you're wondering where the money's going to come from, you could get all worked up, get yourself in a frenzy, or you can have the first thought, which is the best thought, which is, "My God can supply this need. My God supplies all my needs. He can take care of this too. My God is strong. He can take care of this." Say amen to that.
Amen.
We have a choice. See, it's always a choice in life. God has given us a choice from the very beginning. I mean, he created light, but he separated it from the darkness. So we've got these two different parts. We could stand in the light with God, which, remember, who created the light? God created the light. He said, "Let there be light." And he said, "Hey, that light's good." Say amen to that.
Amen.
So we can stand in the light with God, or we can be in the darkness, struggling with our own problems, trying to figure out how I'm going to fix this, how I'm going to do this. Man, I don't have a solution. Which way to go? Which way is up? Or we can stand in the light, focused on God, knowing God can provide the solutions. He will give us the ideas of what we will need to do. He will give us the staff, which means the power, and he will tell us where to strike it, so that the water will come forth, so that the finances will come forth. He will tell us where to go and what to do. If we can have God first place all the time, in all situations, and we're always thinking he's got it taken care of, now the answers are going to come quickly. The solutions are going to come easily. And you're not going to have to walk around with tense shoulders, clenched jaws, ulcers, bad backs. You're not going to have to walk around with your hair pulled out. You can walk around in a state of grace, relaxed, because the glory of God is pouring down upon you. That's why it worked for Moses. See, Moses kept his focus on God is the solution. All these other kings that we're reading about in 2 Kings, they were focused on other things. They were focused on, well, we need to pay tribute to our enemies so they don't attack us. They were solving these problems on their own and creating more problems. Because next time the enemy wanted more money. And pretty soon they ran out. What are you going to do now? These were problems. But the thing is, if you let God solve the problem, it's a real solution that now you don't have to stress or worry about. Doesn't matter what it is. You need healing? Where are you going to go? God. God can heal things. God can heal these bodies. We have to understand. If somebody's sick and comes up to you and says, oh man, I'm so sick. I got this arthritis thing. What should your first thought be? My God can fix that. That should be your first thought. Too often we let the first thought be, oh, poor you. Oh, that's so bad. You're probably, you know, you want some Tylenol? You know, we think like that rather than think, wait a minute, no. My God can fix that. You got a bad back? My God can fix that. He's got the answer. Because my God is strong. In Jesus' name, it can be done. Right now. Don't let yourself be, if you have a day where you're feeling afraid and you're worried and you're stressed out, my God can fix that.
Amen.
Did you just think that? Good. Thank you. Praise God right there. See, that's the thing. No matter what the problem is, the answer is my God can fix that. Say it with me. My God can fix that. Amen. No matter what it is, that's the answer. If you start to get that same thinking going on in your mind, now you're going to have solutions. Solutions to problems. See, this isn't just positive thinking. Because when we have positive thinking, you can have a lot of positive thoughts and a lot of big problems. And you just need to have bigger positive thoughts now to overcome that. We're talking about letting the Almighty God, the supernatural power, go to work in your life. But it requires us getting into alignment with what God is doing in our life. We have to have our thought on Him first. Because the minute we start trying to solve our own problems, the minute we start thinking about those situations, we don't go into the light. We go over there into the darkness and we start to toil away and we start to get stressed and we start to get panicky and we wonder, how am I going to do this? We need to let the first thought be, my God can handle this. No matter what it is, my God can handle it. Because it puts us in the light. And it now puts us in the solution. And now we're going to start to receive the guidance, what needs to be done. There's things to be done. But let my God tell me what it is. Rather than me try to, you know, dig around in the dirt and find some sort of answer. Say amen to that.
Amen.
It's very clear. Believe in God. Believe in God. You need favor? My God can fix that. My God can bring the favor down upon you. He can open doors you didn't know could be opened. He can get you appointments with people you didn't think you could get an appointment with. He can get you that job that you're believing for. Because favor comes from my God. The answer is my God. He's got all those answers. Now, there was another guy that thought like this too. King David. Remember David? Man, I think about his kingdom in contrast with all these kingdoms we're reading about in 2 Kings. David had a heart for God. He always thought of God first. When there was a giant to slay, what are you going to do? My God can fix that. He knew right away his God could take care of this giant. And it was always like that even when he was the king. He always thought about how his God could fix the problem. And he was thinking about his God. Remember, it was in his heart to build the temple. He wanted to build the temple for God. God said, it's not for you to build it. But what he still did is he went ahead and he assembled all the supplies. And he got together all the craftsmen who were going to build it. He made plans. He was like laying everything down. Because, you know, why did he want that? Because I really believe that he knew that if people had a place where they could see the power of God working over there in the temple, if you're walking by somewhere on the way to work and you see the temple, you're going to start thinking, ah, my God's got a solution. See, he already thought like that, but he knew that other people didn't always think like that. And so he wanted them to get into that mindset. They could come into this place, the temple, and they could look around and they could see all the things that reminded them of the power of God. They could tell stories about all the things that God had done, all the problems that God had solved. Didn't matter what enemy came against them. He was given victory. David was given victory over that enemy so that he could continue ruling. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Do you believe in God?
Yes.
Believe in God. Let that be your first thought. No matter what it is, start thinking about some of the things that maybe were plaguing you this week or the last few weeks that you've noticed that were kind of getting in your head and you're getting worried about. You need a job? My God can fix that. Don't let it get you down. Get on top of it. Let the first thought be, my God can handle that. In Jesus' name. Every time. All the time. Need a solution? Need an idea? You need some sort of creative idea? Hey, guess what? My God can fix that. He's got the answer for that too. No matter what it is, my God's got the answer for that. This is a simple message. It's a simple message, but it's a powerful one if you get it. If you walk out of here and that's what you're doing, everywhere you go, your first thought is that God can fix that. God can take care of that. God can heal that. God's got that taken care of. God's got the power to lift that. He's got the strength. He could give me the strength to do that. If we have that understanding, even though in a simple message, it could powerfully change your life totally and completely. I believe it's the difference between walking in alignment with the glory of God and receiving blessing all the time and struggling and toiling every single day. We keep thinking that we need to solve it. We're putting ourselves first place. We're making out like somehow we're better than God if we're putting ourselves ahead of Him. If we think that, oh, God can fix that. Now we're realizing, hey, I've got some answers, but God's got all the answers. I know that God can fix this. And if we're putting God first place, now He can work in our life to bring the solutions and the healings that we need. He can bring the financial increase that's required. He can open up that job position that you need. He can get you to work on time even when you left late. He can take care of all those things. Because that's the kind of God we have. We have a mighty God. In Psalms 103 it says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." As we bless Him, it opens the way for us to receive what He has already laid up and provided for us, the benefits. As we bless Him, we let our focus be upon Him, and now the healings can come forth. As we bless Him, the way is open for financial increase to come into our life. The daily benefits can pour down upon you. But we got to put Him first place, and we got to believe in Him. If we start to think, well, He can't handle this. Whatever it is. Well, the doctor said it's incurable, so God can't handle this. We're letting our believing get contaminated and get watered down. We've got to understand, it doesn't matter what that disease is called. It doesn't matter who diagnosed it. What can happen right now is that God's got the answer. God can fix this.
Amen.
It's always the same. Don't let your faith and your believing in God get watered down. There was no way somebody would have told me as that little boy out on the playground arguing with those other kids, nobody could have convinced me that my father wasn't the strongest. It didn't matter what they said to me. It didn't matter what they showed me. In my mind, it was crystal clear. There was only one guy who had the father who was strong, who could beat the rest. And that was me. The same is true today, though. Don't let somebody convince you that there's something that God cannot do. Do not let yourself be fooled into that. Understand clearly, crystal clearly, that you have God in your life. And He has filled you with His Holy Spirit, His power, the power of love. It's on the inside. And that when we believe in Him, in Jesus' name, and that we believe that He can fix that or He can change it no matter what it is, now that power which is inside of us can go forth and begin to work on that problem. He will give you solutions and ideas that nobody's ever thought of before. He will show you the way out of that trouble so fast it will make your head spin in a good way, because you'll be out of that trouble. Say amen to that.
Amen.
When we understand crystal clearly that God has got the answer, then we're walking blessed and highly favored all the time. You don't have to be stressed. You don't have to be worried. You don't have to be tense. And you shouldn't be. You should not be, because we've got a God that can handle it and take care of it in all ways. Say amen to that.
Amen.
In Psalms 46, verse 1, it says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. He is there in the midst of trouble. God is there for us to help us out. He's the place that we go. He's the refuge that we go to hide in. He's our strength. He will give us the strength we need to overcome the situations. He's also our courage. If you feel like fear is trying to creep in, He has not given you a spirit of fear. Call upon Him and say, I know you can fix this. And He will bring courage. So you'll be strengthened in that. It doesn't matter what the situation or the circumstances, God can change it. And He can heal you totally and completely. At all times.